Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Such bold statements. Wealth, poverty, does it matter? Absolutely. It does matter. It matters more than we want to think about it. And that's because we live in a world that's void of recognizing that human beings are actually the controlling component within the universe. What else were we designed for? What can we create? What do we do? Much more than we give ourselves credit for. We create all kinds of goodness. And we can also create chaos. But I want to talk today about wealth matters. Because in a world where poverty drives politics, it's hard to accept that wealth is good. And in a world of poverty, well, what's good about that? Also, in a world of poverty, it's hard to see that politics is good. Yet, in a world of prosperity, it's hard to see that politics serves anything, because politics has held back people for thousands of years. Every nation, all governments, have been based upon force upon their people. Politics, governments would not survive if not for the values that people bring to life. So it is very clear that human beings create. If you don't believe me, look around your room. If you don't think it's your role, look around your room and get after it. Because you can. You have so much more power than you're giving yourself credit for. You've accepted that a government of force is the normal. But it's not normal for conscious beings to live under force. In fact, it's anti-conscious life. It's against conscious life. Yet, generation after generation, we accept that poverty is normal, and we're taught to hate the rich by politicians. And it's fascinating that in America, somehow or another, people voted for the wealthy man who's not really a politician over a politically driven woman. They just chose to choose someone who had the wealth, has power, has status. Like, really, most children wanted to grow up and create something that would be of value and be valued. It was our dream. It was a universal dream. That's right, it was a universal dream. A universal dream for children was to grow up, invent something that someone would like and make money doing it and have a wonderful life. Pretty amazing. It really is. That's a universal dream. And instead we followed government's force on us. Yet we're the ones that bring all the values to life. We're so capable of becoming more, not less. The plant will wither and die if not for nourishment, light, good soil, water. The same is true of us. And we go towards dying when we're not creating, because creativity is our nature. So we need jobs that require us to think within them. And that's the problem. That's the really problem. It's hard to believe that wealth matters so much. Hard to believe, but it does. So, how can we have wealth? Well, we start by becoming, right? By becoming creative. And how do we do that? We simply change our focus from following to shaping life. And in doing that, eventually we'll get wealthy. Because if we do something we love to do, that brings us happiness, and we'll continue to do it because it feels natural. And doing something that feels natural, as it continues to draw us back in, we get deeper thoughts on it, greater integrations in life by doing something we love to do. Isn't that amazing? Remember playing when you were a kid? The more you played at something, the more you wanted to play at it, the better you got. We can do the same things as adults. So let's talk about wealth. Let's talk about how wealth is built. Let's talk about where we exchange values. I know you're not really talking back to me, but I'll talk about it. By the way, my last episode, and tomorrow is already Friday, so that means it's Free for All Friday. But Monday is my last episode here. I'll be doing other things, so you'll want to go to Facebook and find me, jill.reed1. Find me on Facebook, and I'll be unveiling some of the new things I'll be doing. And I'd love to have you join me there. It's time to make a leap with some new technology. This is just not enough. It's pretty boring for me to sit here and talk to you from this end when I could be doing it in another way. So I'm looking forward to that. Wealth matters. Yes, wealth matters. Let me talk about that. Since it seems to be a universal dream that all the little children who were playing at life, getting better at something they like to do, it made them happy. And that happiness continued to draw them back into whatever it was they loved to do when they played. And they wanted to live forever. Even in junior high, kids' annuals, their class books, said, happiness forever, love you forever, live forever. It was still within us because we hadn't been shut down in the adult world of stagnation, boredom, and those with indignation, ruining nations. You see, we were full of life, and we knew we were capable, and we tried. We played at something we loved, and we played long enough to get better. And as we got better, we found more happiness, and we found new integrating concepts to work with. We had continuous thoughts based on what we were doing, and we got better and better. But our jobs hold us back because they're full of stagnation. They don't require the use of our mind like our play did. And so we're very boring adults, and boring is as boring does. Boring does as boring is. And we're pretty boring to the person that we want to be in love with, unless we're creating values that reflect out as happiness and love. Actually, the happiness comes from within. And as we reflect out, we get love for what we do, who we are, And we can do the same thing with another person. It's all that, man, all that, just living in our nature of creativity, thinking and doing. Thinking first is the best way to do it. Seeing a picture is even better. And then sitting with that picture and pulling those thoughts in to shape the picture that you see is the best way. And there's actually some of us that know how to teach that. I'm one of them. And it is my goal to help people become thoughtful, happy, wealthy people. Because wealth is not bad. Wealth does matter. All politicians need poverty to get reelected because they take from the wealthy and all the masses who work to give to a few in the poverty trap, and that trap is growing. And it's time to end all that. I'm not saying that either the politicians of the world today, any of them, are my guy or gal. They're not. Time will tell who this Donald Trump is. Time will tell. He certainly won because people want to be wealthy. It was pretty obvious. They would pick a rich man with a beautiful wife and a family that's going somewhere over a woman who has lived her life as a politician, taking from people to get votes. They wanted the wealth. And so I wanted to talk about wealth matters. Do you know that everyone has the ability to become wealthy, even the poor? They do. And it's through their nature of creativity, creating values. The things we were all going to do when we grew up, but then we got stuck in a trap of boring routine rut jobs. So we need to evolve the business structure. It has to be the first thing that happens. We have to ensure that every job in every company has the entrepreneurial spirit. I can get to talking so fast because it excites me because I've been one. That entrepreneurial spirit within each job is what matters. So what is that? That's like the DNA within you. We have to have an ability to create wealth at what we do and not be held back. And that's what the original entrepreneur had. If they did every single detail to make their business work, they had every little ounce and built up all the courage and did it, just like playing a game as a kid. And the more they do it, the better they get. And if they have a system that teaches them to think differently before they open their business, they have a greater opportunity for success. I can teach that. I'm going to teach it in Tampa, Florida, on the weekend of New Year's Eve, December 30th, till a portion of January 1, I will be there with others that understand that we, the people, bring all the goodness to life. We, the people, the ordinary people who become extraordinary through our thoughts and actions, our consciousness, bring everything good to life, not politicians. They take from everyone who does that. Every hour, everything we own, our contracts, they have to take from them to live in the White House, to live in the big house, that big White House that they live in and drive their fancy cars, eat their caviar. They don't actually generate the values, the ones who have been trapped in politics and seem to love it and make it their careers. They don't know what they don't know, but what we are learning is that more and more people are consciously creating through technology. And they're realizing they don't need those people. What for? We've seen them try to come against Bill Gates years ago. Anyone that was living during that tragic moment, it was ridiculous. How absurd. To try to control someone who was bringing a value, a global value, and to stop commerce. Without commerce, politics is nothing. So that's what they needed. They needed to get their fingers on the pulse of internet commerce. But if they did that, it would mess up the global exchange of values. And it would actually cripple us because we've moved beyond living in caves. Yes, our ancestors did that for us a long time ago. Thank you for making that leap into consciousness. If they were here, I'd hug mine. And I'd find out that I had the same ones as you have. Because we did discover. Because the geniuses in the Genome Project, G-E-N-O-M-E, Genome Project, made some major discoveries in the study of us through science, which should have ended all prejudice and even the saying Black Lives Matter, and would have stopped the next evolution of that sign in some cities that says All Lives Matter. No, that's not the next sign. There was one in between. We must stop killing each other into the evolution of all lives. That's right. All lives matter, but we shouldn't even be talking about that. We should just be living it. All lives should matter. How do we matter? We matter by creating something of value that somebody else would use too. And we begin to exchange that. We exchange our value with them for value back. And that's called commerce. And commerce is what caused us to make some big leaps as a whole. Because we had to communicate at a higher level than before. I'm talking years back. So with the evolution of communication, leaving nature, following nature that caused us to run just like the deer would run, we began to exercise this power that we had because we weren't trapped in the forces of nature anymore. We could slow ourselves down and think rather than react to everything. We could slow down and act. That gave us power, and we all have this power, but we have to use it. And so if we sit long enough and think about what we'd like to do in our lives, and we begin to see bigger pictures of us doing that, we could actually generate wealth that would come from the happiness of that creation as we shared it with others. And more of us doing that would create a more and more society, is what I called it for years. I know that author Mark Hamilton and a few others within I&O Publishing have made it their lifelong quest to show people that they could be prosperous and be happy. And they had an idea system first. And then they created the actual systems to bring that. And then they started looking at the structures of society that hold us back and showed some structures that would counter that. So they had an idea, they had systems, they have structures. They've evolved with the belief that it is inherent upon us. That means it's our necessary, it's necessary, it's born within us. It's inherent in us to save our own lives, as it is any animal, but we can do it because we're the conscious human beings. So it became their lifelong quest, their goal. And our company is based upon that. It's not based upon forcing anyone into anything. It's based upon showing people this perfect freedom that leads to happiness, wealth, romantic love, more in life, not less. It's a very empowering concept that they have. It's based upon the science of human beings. Certainly, they have an appreciation for the Creator. They have appreciation for that. But they have a deep appreciation for the ability that we conscious beings possess. And because of that, they made leaps, change an entire world. Bring us into a universal civilization, one that's not limited, as opposed to the very limited society that we live in today. They looked at us and said, here's the power. they each possess, because they're conscious beings. They're the creators. And so we have to get that creativity flowing so there's more happiness in their lives. And when they do that long enough, they'll create something, because their mind will always be evolving, which means that mind is eternal. And then we need to slow down the aging so that they have longer lives to become wealthy. What a goal, what a quest. Yet people thought they were quacks because they wanted to find a cure to aging. 40 years ago, 50 years ago almost. They thought they were quacks. And now, most research in the medical field goes towards that. Curing aging requires minds that are different than the way we use our minds today. So they decided to help people get a new way of using their mind. In puzzle building, as opposed to doing the reaction that all the other animals do, it would be and would require a discipline, a thought, and a control. They call it a DTC method. So that we would stop and think about what we wanted to create, and we would see a picture. And after we saw the picture, we would think about all the steps and the tasks that would be necessary, the actions to do, and we would put them into our day, rather than just reacting to the responsibilities that most of us have at work. They teach someone to become integrated, fully integrated with life, their creativity, fully integrated honesty as a creator. We all have this potential, even the poor. It is counter to what politicians need. Politicians need the unhappy value producers to contribute to them so they can get reelected and hold people back. They need poverty. Business does not. So imagine building a business based upon the core concept of curing aging so that the progression of cellular degeneration upon everyone, the most fatal, is the certain fatal disease, aging, that it could be cured because they would create these people with these great mindsets that had a love for life, the value of conscious life. Instead of turning over power and forgetting about the power we were born with, we would use it to save our very selves. What an amazing journey it's been for them. Heartaches, joys, force on their lives, hatefulness, love, creations, values, watching others do the same. How wonderful it would feel to watch people decide to get into their own nature and create something of value that another person would want, to find the happiness doing that, and to become wealthy doing it. Wouldn't the president of a country want that? Wouldn't the king of a country want that? They should. They really should. Because there would be more for everyone and there wouldn't be the burden of life, which is the contradiction of being stagnant. And there wouldn't be a need for a ruling class anymore. I call it the fooling class. In 2017, with the things that I'm bringing forward as I cross the country with a traveling team, it will be a blast to help people understand this power they possess. What greater time is there than now, when the people have shown that they wanted wealth over politics? They're tired of being held back. They know they are. They want to live a happy, joyous, wealthy life. Whatever reason, we had to change from a politician to a business person. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What matters is what we individually do, And so I'll be out there helping individuals who aren't reliant upon politics to get a leap of faith in themselves, in the ability they possess. Because wealth does matter. When we do better at what we do, we have happiness. When we do it well enough and others can use it, we get to share it in the form of love, value reflection, value exchange, creation, exchange of values. We get to celebrate with someone who can value our values, and we can value their values, and you have romantic love. You don't have this raw act, this animalistic lunge, plunge, plunder that we see today. Absolutely, people are turned on by beauty. Of course, we can see it, whether it's in a baby, a young adult that still has that vibrant look, a painting on the wall, a song, nature. We know beauty. We can be grateful for that. We can be grateful to the Creator who created us with this wonderful ability to create and shape our lives. We can be grateful that Einstein missed that we were the controlling component of the universe, and that Dr. Frank R. Wallace made a deeper discovery, another genius mind you've probably never heard of, who realized that this ability to create makes us the supreme being on earth, and that it's inherent in each of us to create, and that in doing so we find happiness, health, wealth, safety. We do not find safety in putting our men into the military of a government of force. We'll never find safety with that. That's a complete, oh my gosh, it's just whack. From the time I was little and I experienced Vietnam till the time I was a young adult, the age of the draft for the men my age, we experienced the Gulf War. We've seen battle after battle waging. Over what? Can anyone say we should go to battle to save our own lives? That would be the greatest thing we could do in our lifetimes. The very greatest thing we could do in our lifetime is to save ourselves. Save ourselves. We need to get all the research and develop monies going one place to cure aging. We would solve other complex diseases, but we need people to make this leap in our consciousness into a neo-think mentality, which can be taught to anyone who wants to learn it. I'll be teaching it in order to save our very lives. We are beautiful. You are beautiful. We're the non-ruling class family, and we can save our lives by not following those who take from us through force. It's a beautiful world. You can join me in Florida, Tampa, Florida, for only $125. The rooms will cost you about $100 with tax. You can bunk up with someone. I'll help you find someone. Go to gobeyond.club and register. Gobeyond.club. It's time. It's time to be the creators. Call 314-448-1462 to learn more. If you need to pay by check or money order, call 314-448-1462. Only 100 people will get to come. And those 100 people's lives will change forever. Have a great day. It's episode 999 tomorrow. 1,000 is on Monday. Thanks for being with me. Share it, please. Appreciate you. Everyday people make the world go round. We've been duped. We've been fooled. We won't be fooled again. Out there for sale. He's one of my friends on Facebook, Jill.Reed1. That's sure. I have to
conscious and live it your way. No mystique, oh, so powerful. Oh, you know, oh, you know. Morals only apply to conscious individual. No mystical, so powerful. Hope you know, hope you know.